Escape, Saltrock.
And talking about Mind Game Escape, Saltrock, Brian Hewlett is in the house. Welcome to you, Brian. You are the Mind Game Escape Meister from Saltrock.
Yes, I am.
We just need you a little closer to the mic, and then we can begin the conversation. Mind Game Escape, tell us about it. What is it all about?
So, Mind Game Escape is, or as the name implies, it's an escape room company. So, basically what we do is we would lock you into a room for 60 minutes, one of our three escape rooms, and you have to basically solve puzzles, crack locks, find clues to escape within 60 minutes.
Hmm. What?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What happens if you can't solve the problems? You're going to be there forever.
No, not necessarily. So, if you can't escape within the 60 minutes, we do let you out of the room with after your time is up. So, if you don't escape within 60 minutes, we do let you out of the room. And, yeah,
we hope.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Do you ever have people that need to be released?
Yes. So, we had one the other day, actually. So, this guy was feeling quite claustrophobic in one of our rooms. We do always ask the people if they are feeling claustrophobic when we take them into the room. If they're feeling very uncomfortable, we do take them out. And generally, we ask them, okay, do you want to try one of our other rooms? But more often than not, people do generally try power through it.
Are they claustrophobic spaces?
There are a couple spots where it does get a bit small, but generally our rooms are quite spacious.
Oh, so you go from one enclosure to another within a confined space?
With some of our rooms, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a real moving from zone to zone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Unlocking as you go levels of the game.
Exactly.
Jeez. Sure. And how difficult are the questions?
So it depends on the room. So we do it
ask that question in all sincerity because I once got into enormous trouble at Simbiti when I was doing a quiz for them. I was the quiz person, you know, asking the question. And I took the questions off the internet so that they were lekker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were some people that couldn't answer any question and they felt embarrassed in front of their friend. They got very upset.
So it depends on the room you guys go into. So our easiest rated room is the Great Time Escape. And I say easiest, but by no means is it easy. It's still a challenge. The rooms are always challenging in some aspect.
So if you've got a group of generalists, that's a good idea because you might have King would have a wonderful knowledge of, for example, sport.
Yeah.
I might have a better knowledge of music. And you need to go with several people.
Yeah, it is. So we find that generally the ideal number of people to have in one room is between 4 and 5.
Okay.
Because any more than that can get a bit crowded, but 2 people can easily complete a room.
Oh.
Because our rooms, you don't need any outside knowledge.
Okay.
General knowledge is helpful. So don't get me wrong there. General knowledge is very helpful, but you don't need any outside knowledge. So like you don't need to be exceptionally knowledgeable about, let's say, science or something like that, or history or any particular knowledge, but general puzzle solving skills are very helpful.
Okay. So what kind of puzzle give me an example of some of the questions.
So some of the puzzles that you'd run into is solving riddles. So I think only one of our rooms has really any riddles in it, but a lot of it is pretty straightforward. You have to think outside the box to solve the puzzles, but you don't necessarily have to overthink it. If you start overthinking it, you start overlooking the simple solutions that are within it. So, like I said, we have riddles. Some of it is where the answers are pretty much all displayed for you within the clues that are in the room.
Okay.
And you just need to know where to look.
So, generally speaking, would this be suited to people of all ages?
So we do have an age limit, but mostly a younger age limit. So the youngest players that are allowed within the room are 8 years of age. There's no upper age limit.
Okay.
So, yes.
So it wouldn't be great for a children's birthday party if they were not...
generally the older kids, yes. So
young teenagers.
Yeah, young teenagers is ideal. But younger kids can solve it. We once had a group of 2 younger girls. They were probably between 9 and 12 years of age. And they got about halfway through one of the rooms before their time was up. So it is possible for them to solve it.
But maybe not their best thing.
Yeah, not necessarily their best thing, but maybe in a bigger group.
So I'm just thinking, for those that want to get rid of their kids for a special occasion, they're not going to come to you. I'm saving you a lot of trouble here.
But we do offer like party packages, and we do team builds and all that as well.
Nice. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. How much does it cost?
So for a regular booking, so I'm not including team builds or parties here, those have a specific package. But for regular, let's say a regular group of five people want to come in, they want to make a booking for one of the rooms, it does vary depending on how many people are within your group. So for two players, it's 280 Rand per person. For three to four players, it's 260 Rand per person. Five to seven being the absolute maximum we can put into one room, is 240 Rand per person.
And for that, you get to play the game.
Yes, you get to play the game. You go into the room for the
full 60
minutes.
You don't get any cannabis edibles and things like that, because it's illegal now. It's illegal. I said in the news.
I mean, if they happen to but if they happen to get something before they come into the room, 100%, that's up to them.
Okay,
you'll be in trouble now, because how does one book?
Okay, so it is pretty simple to book. You go to mindgame.co.za. And all the information that you would need to create a booking is on that page.
So it is an online booking portal?
So,
do you book and pay online, or do you pay when you get there?
You do have to put down a 500 Rand deposit when you make a booking. That's basically to secure your slot and make sure one of us game masters is within the office when you guys do show up. Because if there's no 500 Rand deposit, you might get lost in the system, basically. So the 500 Rand deposit does just secure your position.
And what time of day do you operate?
So we open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the week.
So there's an evening activity if you want it?
Yes, yeah.
That's exciting news. How long have you been going?
So we've been open since the 10th of Jan, or officially open since the 10th of Jan. We did a bit of free testing in December, but now we are officially up and running. We've been up and running since the 10th of Jan, like I said.
In Salt Rock?
In Salt Rock, Tiffany's Shopping Center, shop number 35. We're on the second floor.
So lots of parking, lots of
100%
food and drink if you need it afterwards.
Oftentimes, the underground parking is the emptiest. So, and you can park in the shade and all that. So, yeah.
So really convenient, really exciting.
Yeah.
How's it been received?
So it's been pretty quiet as of late, but I think that's more because people don't really know we are there yet.
Yes, okay. I didn't know. I heard about it, and then it kind of disappeared.
No, exactly. Yeah. So it's like we are there, but I think it's just been very quiet as of late because nobody knows we are around.
Well, they know now.
Exactly.
I know now. Yeah. King knows now. We'll put it out on. This is going up as a podcast shortly. Share the news. It'll go up on our social media platforms. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think we must do a team build.
I think we honestly we should.
Except I'm worried that we'll be released, you know, because.
Well, I mean, and it's going to be the two of us.
No. We better bring more of a team in. Otherwise, we'll definitely have to.
Well, you don't need to stress too much about that, because we do give hints when you guys are in the room. There is a phone in the room.
You can call a friend.
I don't know if you consider us a friend, because that phone would be dialing us game masters at the front desk. So there are cameras within the room, so we are always watching you guys when you guys are playing. So if we notice you guys are struggling at all with a certain puzzle for an extended period of time, we do pop you guys a ring on the phone in the room. And then we can offer you guys a hint if you guys do want. Alternatively, the players within the room, if they feel they are struggling too long on a puzzle, they can ring us at the front desk and we'll pop them a hint.
And generally speaking, well received by those that have been through?
100%. Everybody that has played our rooms have loved it. Even if they didn't finish, they absolutely loved it. I always have people saying, we may not have completed the room, but we 100% want to come back and beat it.
What a lovely idea for, you know, school holidays coming up. Generally speaking, team building opportunities.
Yeah.
Adult entertainment. No, I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying for entertaining, you know.
Adults, grown.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It appeals to people of all ages, and it's good, clean fun. I want to stress that.
There we go.
Sown the seed. So, Brian, thanks so much for bringing us the good news.
No problem.
We wish you huge strength and success with Mind Games in Salt Rock.
Yeah.
Available. Well, it's the weekend, baby, coming up.
Yes.
Why not pop along and enjoy a wonderful game? Escape from... just give us the three options.
So we've got Escape to Treasure Island, Then we've got the Great Time Escape, and we've got Medieval Magic. So the three rooms are of three varying difficulties. Escape to the Great Time Escape is our easiest rated room, but like I said before, by no means is it easy. It is still a challenge. Then we have our, I want to say, mid-difficulty room, which is the Escape to Treasure Island. It's a vintage billionaire's office, and you have to, well, escape, as the game implies. And then our hardest rated room, which out of the entire Mind Game Escape Company is our only 5-star rated room, so it's the hardest room we have, which is Medieval Magic, but that is also our most popular room.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I think we'll be there.
Yeah. And so, and you say you wouldn't need any prior knowledge of anything medieval.
Yeah, so it does help to have general knowledge of little bits of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
General puzzle solving skills helps, but you don't need it.
Okay, cool.
So there it is. Thank you so much. It's Mind Game Escape Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center, 9 to 9. Is it every day? 7 days
every day of the week, 7 days a week.
Brian Hewlett and the team will be happy to see you, and we'll definitely be putting this up as a podcast shortly, so you don't have to write anything down right now. Just literally go onto our website or our apps and find The Morning Show, and there you will see a photograph of Brian and the King and the numbers that you need, etc. We wish you huge continued success with Mind Game.
Yeah.
And The Morning Show continues.